Chapter 18, Section 2, Radical Reconstruction. Explore these questions. What were the goals of the Radical Republicans? Why did Congress try to remove President Johnson from office? What were the 14th and 15th Amendments? Define Black Codes, Radical, Impeach. Identify Radical Republicans, Thaddeus Stevens, Charles Sumner, 14th Amendment, Radical Reconstruction, Reconstruction Act, and the 15th Amendment. Setting the scene. In the spring of 1866, disturbing reports trickled into Congress. In southern cities, peddlers were openly selling Confederate flags. Throughout the South, people sang a new song, "I'm a good old rebel, and I don't want no pardon for anything I'd done." These reports confirmed what many Republicans had suspected. "The rebellion has not ended," declared one angry Republican. "It has only changed its weapons." Black Codes. After the war, most southern states had promptly ratified the 13th Amendment, which banned slavery. At the same time, however, southern legislatures passed Black Codes, laws that severely limited the rights of freedmen. Black Codes forbade African Americans to vote, own guns, or serve on juries. In some states, African Americans were permitted to work only as servants or farm laborers. In others, the codes required freedmen to sign contracts for a year's work. Those without contracts could be arrested and sentenced to work on a plantation. Black Codes did give African Americans some rights they did not have before the Civil War. For example, the codes permitted African Americans to marry legally and to own some kinds of property. Still, the codes were clearly meant to keep freedmen from gaining political or economic power. The North reacts. Republicans were angered by the Black Codes, as well as by the election of former Confederate leaders to Congress. The Joint Committee on Reconstruction sent the President a report accusing the South of trying to preserve slavery in its original form as much and as long as possible. When Johnson ignored the report, members of Congress vowed to take Reconstruction out of the President's hands. Those who led the opposition to President Johnson were called Radical Republicans, or Radicals. A radical wants to make drastic changes in society. Thaddeus Stevens of Pennsylvania led the Radicals in the House. Charles Sumner of Massachusetts was chief Radical Republican in the Senate. Radicals had two main goals. First, they wanted to break the power of wealthy planters who had long ruled the South. Radicals blamed these aristocrats for the Civil War. Second, radicals wanted to ensure that freedmen received the right to vote. Radical Republicans did not control Congress. To accomplish their goals, they needed the support of moderate Republicans, the largest group in Congress. Moderates and radicals disagreed on many issues. However, they shared a strong political motive for endorsing strict treatment of the South. Most Southerners were Democrats. With Southerners barred from Congress, Republicans easily controlled both houses. The President versus Congress. The conflict between the President and Congress came to a head in 1866. In April, Congress passed the Civil Rights Act, giving citizenship to African Americans. Congress hoped to combat the Black Codes and secure basic rights for African Americans. When Johnson vetoed the bill, Congress overrode the veto. The 14th Amendment. Congressional Republicans worried that the Supreme Court might declare the Civil Rights Act unconstitutional. In the Dred Scott decision of 1857, the court had ruled that African Americans were not citizens. Hoping to avoid a similar ruling, Republicans proposed the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment granted citizenship to all persons born in the United States. They did not apply to most Native Americans. It also guaranteed all citizens equal protection of the laws and declared that no state could deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The provision made it illegal for states to discriminate against an individual or on unreasonable grounds, such as skin color. The 14th Amendment also provided that any state that denied any male citizens, 21 or older, the legal right to vote would have its representation in Congress reduced. Republicans believed that freedmen would be able to defend their rights if they could vote. With the 14th Amendment, Republicans hoped to secure basic political rights for African Americans in the South. In fact, the nation had far to go before all Americans achieved equality. Over the next 100 years, citizens would seek to obtain their rights by asking the courts to enforce the 14th Amendment. Election of 1866. President Johnson urged the former Confederate states to reject the 14th Amendment. He also decided to make the amendment an issue in the November 1866 congressional elections. Traveling through the North, the president called on voters to reject the radical Republicans. In many towns, audiences heckled the president. One heckler shouted that Johnson should hang Jefferson Davis. Losing his temper, Johnson yelled back, "Why not hang Thaddeus Stevens?" Many Northerners criticized Johnson for acting in an undignified manner. In July, white mobs in New Orleans, Louisiana, killed 34 African Americans. This convinced many Northerners that stronger measures were needed to protect freedmen. In the end, the election results were a disaster for Johnson. Republicans won majorities in both houses of Congress. They also won every Northern governorship and majorities in every Northern state legislature. The Radical Program. In 1867, Republicans in Congress prepared to take charge of Reconstruction. The period that followed is often called Radical Reconstruction. With huge majorities in both the House and the Senate, Congress could easily override a presidential veto. First Reconstruction Act. In March 1867, Congress passed the first Reconstruction Act over Johnson's veto. The Reconstruction Act threw out the Southern state governments that had refused to ratify the 14th Amendment. All the former Confederate states except Tennessee. The act also divided the state into 5 military districts under Army control. The Reconstruction Act required the former Confederate states to write new constitutions to ratify the 14th Amendment before rejoining the Union. Most important, the act stated that African Americans must be allowed to vote in all Southern states. Further Republican victories. Once the new constitutions were in place, the Reconstruction states held elections to set up new state governments. To show their disgust with radical Reconstruction policies, many white Southerners stayed away from the polls. Freedmen, on the other hand, proudly turned out to exercise their new right to vote. As a result, Republicans gained control of all of the new Southern state governments. Congress passed several more Reconstruction Acts. Each time, the Republicans easily overrode Johnson's veto. Johnson is impeached. It was Johnson's duty as president to enforce the new Reconstruction laws. However, many Republicans feared he would not do so. Republicans in Congress decided to remove the president from office. On February 24, 1868, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Johnson. To impeach means to bring formal charges of wrongdoing against an elected official. According to the Constitution, the House can impeach the president for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. The Senate tries the case. The president is removed from office only if found guilty by 2/3 of the senators. During Johnson's trial, it became clear that he was not guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Even Charles Sumner, the president's bitter foe, admitted that the charges were political in nature. Despite intense pressure, 7 Republican senators refused to vote for conviction. The Constitution, they believed, did not allow a president to be removed from office simply because he disagreed with Congress. In the end, the Senate vote was 35-4 and 19 against impeachment, one vote short of the 2/3 majority needed to remove the president from office. Johnson served out the few remaining months of his term. A new president. In 1868, Republicans nominated General Ulysses S. Grant as their candidate for president. Grant was the Union's greatest hero in the Civil War. By Election Day, most of the Southern states had rejoined the Union. As Congress demanded, the new Southern governments allowed African Americans to vote. About 500,000 blacks went to the polls in the 1868 election. Nearly all cast their votes for Grant. He easily defeated his opponent, Horatio Seymour. The 15th Amendment. In 1869, Republicans proposed the 15th Amendment. It forbade any state to deny any citizens the right to vote because of their race, color, or previous conditions of servitude. Many Republicans had moral reasons for supporting the 15th Amendment. They remembered the great sacrifices that were made by African-American soldiers in the Civil War. They also felt it was wrong to let African-Americans vote in the South, but not in the North. Some Republicans also supported the 15th Amendment for political reasons. African Americans' votes had brought Republican victories in the South. If African Americans could also vote in the North, they would help Republicans to win elections there too. The 15th Amendment was ratified in 1870. At last, all African men over age 21 had the right to vote.